Delete Me makes it easy, quick, and safe to remove your personal data online at a time when surveillance and data breaches are common enough to make everybody vulnerable. It is easier than ever to find personal information about people online. Having your address, your phone number, family members' names just hanging out there online, it's all pretty scary stuff, right? With Delete Me, you can protect your personal privacy or the privacy of your business from doxing attacks before sensitive information can be exploited. Look, I'm online all the time, and it freaks me out that my info is out there. Take control of your data. Keep your private life private by signing up for Delete Me now at a special discount just for you guys. Get 20% off your Delete Me plan when you go to join DeleteMe.com/Burt. Use the promo code Burt at checkout. That's joindeleteme.com/Burt. Enter the code Burt, B-E-R-T, at checkout.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Burt to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Burt. Forhers.com/Burt. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
The Burt Show.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning, everybody.
You look cheery and bright this morning.
You couldn't be more wrong.
You couldn't be more wrong.
Here, have some coffee.
I need caffeine today.
It's like cheerleaders in your brain.
What day is it?
What day is it?
What do you want?
What do you want it to be?
Tuesday.
You sure about that?
You sure about that?
Tuesdays are better.
Today is Tuesday, then.
Great. Let's get started.
It's showtime.
Mo, how you doing this morning? What's going on?
I'm good.
Yeah.
Another day. I'm here. Sometimes that's all you can do is do your best, and that's where I'm at.
What is this journaling thing supposed to do? I've been getting advice to journal at night. That's supposed to free up your mind space or something. I haven't felt any different.
I think it's supposed to focus you. It's supposed to make you sit down and really sit with your thoughts so you're not just like letting them jostle around in your brain all day.
It does nothing for me.
Yeah. How long before it kicks in?
I've tried it. It does nothing.
How are you doing today?
I'm doing pretty good. I'm kind of doing the same old, same old. I'm feeling very pale. I realized for the first time yesterday, I've like looked at myself in the mirror. Like, this is the first time I've gone 2 weeks without a spray tan. So much so that I forgot what my original skin color looked like.
Yeah.
Everybody I'm so white.
Everybody in the office is talking about it.
I know. Everyone was like, I'm blinding people as I'm walking down the halls. I've been avoiding the harsh lighting. It's not a good look for me. So I need to find my apartment complex is hoarding my spray tan. I ordered it on Amazon and it got delivered to the front office. And the thing is, when it gets delivered to the front office, sometimes it takes a couple extra days because they have to like sort it and they have to send you an email. It got delivered on Thursday and these people are keeping it from me.
These people.
And I feel like I can't go outside.
How you doing, Kristen?
Hi, I'm good. I'm here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You just having one of those already.
Well, no, we just got some stuff going on.
Yeah.
But it's depressing AF.
Okay.
But I'm here.
Okay. I'm here also. I didn't realize the damage that I did in my little fender bender the other day is as bad as it is. So I'm in a little physical pain today, but for the most part, feeling all right. As my mom said, I've always been a happy kid. So here I am being happy and in vain. All right, so what's going on with these that Elmo voices that you shared with us yesterday almost as a prank?
Yes. So, Abby had found a video of the Island Boys sending a cameo. And if you don't know what a cameo is, you can go to cameo.com. You can pick a celebrity. You can choose to have them do a video for you. And you can do it for yourself. You can do it for friends as a gift, whatever. And there was a dude who said when he gets bored, he just goes and buys cameos and gives them the most random prompts and sees if they will actually do it. And sure enough, the Island Boys did one for his prompt was, my daughter just got her first yeast infection. She's 19, just got her first yeast infection. Can you make her feel better about herself? And so we were all tasked then with coming up with cameos with crazy prompts. So I immediately went to Cameo and I went to the kids section because, I'm a mom and I'm just inundated with kid cartoons and stuff like that. So I'm like, how funny would it be? Just I was trying to think from like a sound, like to get like a cartoon to do it. And then lo and behold, who is there with one of the most recognizable voices of all time? Elmo.
There you go.
I'm like, this is perfect. And I already knew what I wanted to do. It was going to be dedicated to Bert because Bert got his first hemorrhoid. And hemorrhoid starts with the letter H. Like I already had like everything out in my head. And then I go to Elmo, which is relatively cheap. I can't remember if he's like 20, 40 bucks, something like that.
Know your worth, Elmo. He's really struggling.
Right.
Yeah.
For the kids, y'all. And so I start going through, but they are very, very stringent on what you are allowed to ask of Elmo. Like you click that you want to, you can't write Elmo what you want. You can either do like a birthday or a hello. Like you have to like click a button. So that was a no-go.
Elmo doesn't do a blue room.
No, he doesn't.
Very clean material.
Very clean material. And I should have known that. I don't know what I was thinking. I mean, it's Sesame Street for God's sake. So this is classic me and my personality. I couldn't let Elmo go.
Yep.
I wanted Elmo. So by God, I was going to get Elmo. So I start Googling and doing deep dives and like to voice impersonators here in our area. And then I go, why do I need somebody in our area that somebody can record this literally anywhere? So I came across a website, voices.com, and I went on there, created a profile, listed a job of what I think it would be reasonable, what it would cost to get the voice of Elmo. I put the script on there. And I posted it. And I got bites, baby.
So they just have like a whole series of voice actors ready to go? Or is it all AI?
No, it's voice actors. These are real people who are getting paid. So it's not, and like they're not just voice actors. I mean, they could voice anything for you, like audiobook, whatever. In this instance, I needed an Elmo impersonator, right? So I posted this and, you know, I narrowed it down. I picked my dude. The dude was great.
He was tickled?
He was tickled, Mo. Very nice.
No. Right. It was right there.
I rejected it.
It was right there.
I do not reject it. I got to tickle me Elmo for graduation for high school, man. I love that mofo. All right. So, and he did a great job. And this is what it ended up sounding like.
Hi, Mr. Bert. It's your friend, Elmo. I heard you got a hemorrhoid. Hemorrhoid starts with the letter H. Elmo is very sorry about your butt. It's not fun to have an itchy butt. Make sure you don't sit on the potty too long. That's what Elmo's doctor says. Elmo also has some tips for you. There's a special donut you can sit on, but it's not one you can eat. You can also put some special ointment on your butt. Ointment starts with the letter O. Okay, Mr. Bert. Elmo hopes you have the bestest day and that your hemorrhoid goes away. Bye!
I legitimately just felt the beginning of a headache.
Yeah.
A little bit.
Okay, we can't go over a minute, Podge. I'm like, I guess 60 seconds or less. But he had the right cadence. You can understand what he was saying. Sure. So, yeah, I accepted. Like, I put what I was, like, the bid. He accepted. There was no notes. 10 out of 10, no notes, and he sent it, and it was, like, really easy. And I'm like, well, this is amazing. But an added bonus, because when people apply for the job, they have to send little demos, okay? So you can hear their voice, and so they read the script. I have your Elmo rejects today.
You're exposing Elmo?
I am.
Behind the scenes?
I am. These are the Elmo rejects that applied for the job I posted on Voices. I'm not sharing names. We're not sharing any details. But I just wanted you to hear what I got in my inbox.
Before we heard the pure craftsmanship.
Yes.
There has to be some kind of rehearsal, okay?
No, this wasn't rehearsal. These were other people who applied for the job.
Got it.
These are the Elmo Reed. These are all different people who applied for the job that did not get the job for just reason. Here's Elmo reject number one.
Hi, Mr. Bert. It's your friend Elmo. I heard you got a hemorrhoid. Hemorrhoid starts with the letter H.
He's rushing through it.
Yes.
He had happy feet. Nah, man.
That wasn't it.
That wasn't it at all. Didn't even sound remotely like Elmo. So I hit hide on that one. I'm like, no, that's not going to happen. Here's your next Elmo reject.
Hi, Mr. Bert. It's your friend Elmo. I heard you got a hemorrhoid. Hemorrhoid starts with the letter H.
That one wasn't okay. bad.
That was the first one.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Hi, Mr. Bert. It's your friend Elmo. Mm. I heard you got a hemorrhoid. Hemorrhoid starts with the letter H.
Okay, that's clearly a grown man online that is doing nasty things to recruit people.
I felt like he was calling from inside his white van. Yeah.
I don't know what street that is. It ain't Sesame.
Serial killer Elmo.
All right, your next Elmo reject.
Hi, Mr. Bert. It's your friend, Elmo. I heard you got a hemorrhoid. Hemorrhoid starts with the letter H. Elmo.
I feel these are a little... Kevin Costner used to have this reputation that he would do a movie where he was supposed to do an accent, and he would just start losing the accent midway through the movie, and the editors are like, let's just keep it in. I feel like that's how it was with this guy.
And then your last Elmo reject.
Hi, Mr. Bert. It's your friend Elmo. I heard you got a hemorrhoid. Hemorrhoid starts with a letter H. Elmo is very sorry about your butt.
Okay. We understand why you chose the one you did.
Yep. Oh, you made the right pick.
Sounds like a South Park character. Cartman Elmo.
Look, mathematically, there has to be a best and a worst Elmo in the United States.
There you go.
Has to be.
There was entertainment all the way around.
Delete Me makes it easy, quick, and safe to remove your personal data online at a time when surveillance and data breaches are common enough to make everybody vulnerable. It is easier than ever to find personal information about people online. Having your address, your phone number, family members' names just hanging out there online, it's all pretty scary stuff, right? With Delete Me, you can protect your personal privacy or the privacy of your business from doxing attacks before sensitive information can be exploited. Look, I'm online all the time, and it freaks me out that my info is out there. Take control of your data. Keep your private life private by signing up for Delete Me, now at a special discount just for you guys. Get 20% off your Delete Me plan when you go to join DeleteMe.com/Bert. Use the promo code BERT at checkout. That's joindeleteme.com/BERT. Enter the code BERT, B-E-R-T, at checkout.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute, it's carbs are bad, and then the next, it's, no, actually, carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/BERT to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/BERT. forhers.com/BERT. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
The BERT Show.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the BERT Show's entertainment buzz.
I'm going to do a little sad news sandwich at an attempt to not bring down the mood because a beloved actor just got diagnosed with a really heartbreaking disease. But what I would rather talk about, something a little bit more fun, and it's the fact that I finally started Love Island last night.
Oh, God.
The reality show that everyone is raving about on Peacock.
Is it as bad as everybody's saying?
Oh, my God. It's so mind-numbing. I can't. This is what I imagine Lexapro is like. You turn it on and you just start hearing the thoughts in your mind rattling around because it's so vapid. I just feel like everything I ever learned at every school I ever went to just went out my ears.
Will you lose more IQ points watching Love Island or Secret Lives of Mormon Wives?
Oh my God, no. Secret Lives of Mormon Wives does make me think about my female friendship. So I do feel like in some way it's sort of educational. So Love Island for me is the most vapid of both of them. I feel dumber watching that show. Not as dumb as I felt watching Temptation Island, but watching Love Island, it is not soulless, but it is joyful, empty hate watching.
So what's the difference between the islands?
So the different islands. So, you know, it depends on which experience you want. Temptation Island is where you go with a partner.
Okay.
And you really want to put your relationship on the line. You know, you've got to see if it's going to survive Temptation Island. You guys are going to have an opportunity. It's so dumb. I know, you guys are going to have an opportunity to mingle with other people and relationships and see if at the end of the day, after having the chance to dip your toe in the polygamy pond, if you want to stay with your partner that you came to the island with.
If I was a billionaire, I literally would buy some of those smaller like islands in the Exumas, and I would create different sets, and you get to choose which island you're going to be on. So the ferry pulls up and you're like, all right, we got Temptation Island over here. Would you like to be on that reality show? We've got Love Island over here, and then we create a whole bunch of other islands over here.
Love Island is so sweet because, I mean, they're all so like just dumb, but I feel like a lot of them do come in with a good heart. Like they say they want a connection, and I kind of believe them enough to like invest in these relationships. And right now, this is what got me to actually like search for the show on Peacock to be able to like find it, because I was like, you know what, I'll just have Rebecca like fill me in, because you know, it's just another dating show. But on TikTok, people were making all of these ship edits, which is basically when they make these really dramatic TV show edits to music, and they show just how cute this new couple is. And there's this new couple, Nick and Alandria, that looked so cute together that I was like, I want to see how they're falling in love. I want to be a part of it because everyone's so excited about them. So anyway, I'm now sucked into the Love Island drama.
Yeah, you say you love hate watch yeah. This. I'm not hearing a lot of hate.
I don't know, it's kind of cute.
It's not, the hate is not there.
That's how it works, man. These reality TVs. Is this the show that our producer Katie's cousin is on?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is the one.
Oh yeah, yeah. So it's actually pretty good, and I will be keeping you updated because I'm invested in these couples now. It's kind of sad. All right. Now back to the sad news. Actor Eric Dane, he has been diagnosed with ALS and recently did a tell-all interview with Good Morning America. He said it started with some feeling in his hand where he felt like, oh, maybe I've just been texting too long. I'm going to go see a doctor. He goes to a hand specialist, and then they're like, I don't know what's going on. Sends him to another hand specialist. And they're like, oh, why don't you go to a neurologist? Goes to a neurologist. And the neurologist was like, I don't know what's going on. Sends him to another neurologist. And that's when he gets the diagnosis of ALS, which is basically a disease that attacks the nerves so much to where you become eventually paralyzed, even if your mind is fine. So it's this terrible, terrible disease where you're fully there in your head, but you can't move your body. It's heartbreaking. And he said that this has been an especially frustrating experience for him because he said that he had lost his dad when he was, you know, relatively young, and now he has all these kids. He's a 13-year-old and just really doesn't want to be gone from his kids, and that's what's really making him so emotional about this experience.
How angry does the illness make you?
Very. I'm angry because, you know, my father was taken from me when I was young. And now, you know, there's a very good chance I'm going to be taken from my girls while they're very young. I mean, I really, at the end of the day, just all I want to do is spend time with my family and work a little bit if I can.
And make sure that you tell them that you love them.
Every day. Every day. They're loved. They know it.
Sad, dude.
That is so
heartbreaking.
If you don't know who he is, you don't know him by name. He was in Grey's Anatomy. He was the other great-looking doctor.
He wasn't McDreamy. He was McSteamy.
Yes. Uh-huh. And if you're younger, you probably know him as the dad in Euphoria.
Yeah, he's Nate's dad in Euphoria. But, I mean, it's awful. He talked about an experience where he was in the water with his kids, and his 13-year-old had to save him because he didn't have the strength to get out of it. So it's really, really sad. I do have some more happy news about a new banana ball team. I'll tell you about that. But also, Chris Brown is kicking off his UK tour with an unconventional message to the country. It's on your next eBuzz on The Burt Show.
The Burt Show.
Before we get into Ick Factor here, you open and talking about what you and I were just talking about off the air. Tell them how much it's going to cost you.
I got into a tiny little fender bender about a year ago in my car, and then I was kind of wanting to fix it, but I was like, it's not really that bad enough for me to like go out of my way to get this thing fixed. But then a headlight went out. So then I was like, all right, let's just, you know, two birds, one stone, get all this stuff fixed all at once. So I take pictures of it, send it in, and I get the quote back the other day, and they send me a quote for $9,000.
Nope.
What?
No.
Now, no. Obviously, your first question is, how is it possible it can be that expensive? And you said it in one word.
Tesla.
Oh, yeah. There it is. Yeah. When you have to get Teslas repaired from like a specific certified place, and they don't have just like parts ready for you. So you have to like get them all ordered and shipped to you. But like the labor was about half of that cost in the first place. I don't know. It's all crazy.
That's why I hate cars, man.
Well, you're the smartest one of all of us, because I got an estimate on my Bronco. You know, I told you guys I had the fender bender over the weekend. Totally my fault. I clipped a corner too sharply and I ended up hitting a listener. Hey, Max, what's up, dude? and I got the estimate back on my car, on my truck. So the way it stands now is the bumper's a little bit on the loose side. And anytime I take a sharp right turn, the bumper is rubbing against the tire. So it's rubbing all the rubber off of it.
So, yeah, yours is an immediate fix.
Mine's got to be an immediate fix. Yeah. So I got the estimate back. You guys want to go for it? What do you got?
$3,500.
You got $3,500.
$5,000.
I got $5,000. $5,500.
$6,500.
$6,500.
$4,500.
Woo! God, I'm so over me.
I feel your pain.
Like, when I got into that accident, because it happened so many times, and I realize now I'm just not a good driver. Okay, there it is. I got out of the car, and I wasn't even, like, mad. I think this dude, Max, was probably looking at me like, he's so resolved in all this. And I'm like, I'm broken. That's what it was. I just feel like I'm broken.
You're numb at this point.
Just as I get to the part of my insurance where all the other stuff's about to come off and I'm about to get some financial relief, I do something bonehead like this, and I'm just so sick of myself.
Save that.
At least you didn't pull a Tommy and go in the parking deck because a coworker said, your new brand new shiny truck will fit in there. $3,500 for scraping the top of my truck.
Oh, that's, you're so far behind me on that one, because I did it with the Bronco and it cost me $14,000.
$14,000
insurance paid for the top of my Bronco that I ripped off.
How many times did you hit your car going into the garage?
Which part of I am already sick of me did you not get?
I just want to make sure you're really, really sick of yourself.
No, I know. I am really, I mean, numb. numb at this point. All right, Jackson, so one of your friends is having the ick in the relationship. Is it game-changing?
Oh, it's not just in this relationship that has recently ended. It has been an ick in prior relationships as well, and he disclosed this to me. I want to make this very clear that these are not my words. This is not a take that I have. I would need to make that abundantly clear.
So don't kill the messenger.
Yes, please don't shoot the messenger.
People will not hear that.
It never works.
Yeah, it's just coming out of your mouth.
I know. They just hear Jackson thinks this. All right, so when you go and you're about to date someone, a lot of times you'll do a deep dive onto their Instagrams and their social medias. You want to kind of get a lay of the land to see what you're in for. Does the guy have an obligatory fish picture? Are they partying too much? Same thing with girls. You're looking for all sorts of different things as you're doing this sort of dive on them. Well, he's not looking for them specifically when he does this deep dive. He's looking for their moms.
Not sure.
Okay, so my friend is a very, very fit individual. He takes his fitness very, very seriously and takes care of himself very, very well. And he wants a partner that is going to reciprocate that in him. But one of the things that he has kind of noticed is that not all...
I can feel the guns coming out for people to start shooting the messenger.
He is about to reveal the secret that guys have passed on to each other here, either it's true or not.
It's not a secret. Okay. It's very well known.
It's an open secret.
Okay.
Some women end up looking like their mothers.
Yeah. Right.
Okay.
Ohead told me that one day, that if you want to see what she's going to look like in the future, look at a mom.
I don't know that that's so true, though. I don't know.
It's kind of hard to say, but like I can kind of see it. You know, if you look down the line, it makes sense.
So yeah, DNA is DNA.
Yeah.
That we're not denying DNA, right? But also, you and another person can have completely different lifestyles. So if you have completely different lifestyles, you're not going to age the same.
totally agree. But I think it's more of like the genetics fact that's playing into it of like some things are just
what
like.
What specific genetic is he worried about, Jackson?
She got big old calves.
Can't stand those knees.
Calves. Yeah.
Make sure you got them good knees.
Generally, it has to do with a weight thing.
Oh, Jackson.
I know.
I did not see this coming.
And this has been a problem so much so that his last two or three relationships they haven't ended because of this, but the moment he saw,
shut up,
it was downhill from then on out.
Okay, now this is a problem.
Oh, that's your wild. Friend is an a-hole.
That is wild, bro.
Is that crazy? Like,
so he gets ick to his current girlfriend based on what her mom looks like, because he starts to roll out in his mind if they are going to be together forever, what she's going to look like in 50 years.
Yes.
Your friend's an idiot.
Yeah.
No, he's not an idiot. Do you know what I find is an ick?
What?
A guy who does something like that. Like, I feel like these women have dodged their own bullet because, and I get people have preferences, and we've established that, you know, this is shallow. For sure it is shallow.
Or is it just critical thinking?
It is so shallow.
Scientific research.
And so the fact that what he's doing now, because you've seen this happen, not once, not twice, not but three times, right?
Yeah.
So there's a pattern of behavior here. And that he actually, there is a shift in the relationship for mm-hmm. him to where he kind of
gets turned off.
He's ruining the relationship because of the way her mother looks. That is insanity to me.
So I will say this, because there's probably one guy, so I'll say 99% of guys, that when we date women, when we meet their moms, we have that thought. But 99 out of 100 guys would never break up with their girlfriend for that possibility. But the thought is there most of the time.
That's 99% seems high to me.
Okay.
That's high.
Yeah.
That's high.
I think more people are thinking about that more than you think. And they will never admit readily that that is the reason why maybe things start going south in a relationship. But I think if that seed gets planted a little bit too deep, I don't know if there's much recovery.
So you're not denying 99% of guys make that thought in their head. You're denying that only 1% would break up with a girl based on what the mom looks like?
No, I'm saying that more than 99% of people probably would break up, but they would never admit that is the reason.
I think both of y'all numbers are high.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, I think 99% of men will look at her mom and at least in their mind go, okay, that's what I'm going to be working with in the future.
Well, how many moms are problematic?
It was a joke.
I think a guy makes an observation.
99%. That's
Like if
99 make an observation, but 99 don't act on it.
I'm saying 1%.
And you're saying more than 1% will act on it.
Yeah.
What? This is the first time I've ever heard of that.
That's crazy.
That's the first time I've ever heard
of
that.
Well, because we were at a table with a lot of people, and he wasn't.
I don't even want to know how many dudes were agreeing with him. I want to know.
Apparently 99%.
More than half were like, yeah, I get it. They weren't like over. They were all saying it's incredibly vain and it is an a-hole thing to do.
Oh, sure.
But they all, none of them were like,
so
that's
everybody's
wrong.
Okay with being vain a-holes?
Yeah. What does he tell them? I'm curious. I'm assuming he doesn't tell them the truth of why he's breaking up.
No, he would never, ever say that. But
he brings a picture of the mom, points at the mom, and goes, clearly,
it's kind of like that effect. It's not an offense, but to him, the offense, once that happens, it sort of gets into his head. And then
the fact that you're using the word offense
is insane.
I am offended that I met your mother and she is fugly and that this is what you're going to look like in 40 years.
He's like, I took a look at your mom and I took offense to that.
I took that personally.
Can he just save some time and like when he's meeting these women, is he meeting them online?
Yeah, mainly.
Yeah, if he's meeting them online before they go out, can he just say, hey, can you send me a picture of your mom before we waste some time here?
Do I need to include this in my Hinge profile?
He did say that this most recent girl that he's been going on dates with, her mom FaceTimed her during the date, and he was definitely.
I hate to break it to you, but you are the company you keep.
Hey.
I plead the fifth.
The Burt Show.
Delete Me makes it easy, quick, and safe to remove your personal data online at a time when surveillance and data breaches are common enough to make everybody vulnerable. It is easier than ever to find personal information about people online. Having your address, your phone number, family members' names just hanging out there online, it's all pretty scary stuff, right? With Delete Me, you can protect your personal privacy or the privacy of your business from doxing attacks before sensitive information can be exploited. Look, I'm online all the time, and it freaks me out that my info is out there. Take control of your data. Keep your private life private by signing up for Delete Me, now at a special discount just for you guys. Get 20% off your Delete Me plan when you go to join DeleteMe.com/Burt. Use the promo code Burt at checkout. That's joindeleteme.com/Burt. Enter the code Burt, B-E-R-T, at checkout.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute, it's carbs are bad, and then the next, it's, no, actually, carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now. Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you. They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Burt to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Burt. Forhers.com/Burt. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
I had an instance yesterday where there was clearly sexy in the air, and I was very conflicted by the whole thing. Let me explain real quick before we reveal our zaddy champion. So I'm in the elevator, leaving work, and as one does in the elevator, because you have a couple of extra seconds of silence that you must fill, that you get on your phone, right? So I'm scrolling on my phone as the elevator's going down or what have you, right? Doors open. I don't really pay attention to who's coming in. I have my phone in my hand, and I get out of the elevator, and then I smell somebody's perfume that is, wow. I mean, really amazing. It hit me deep in the soul.
Okay.
Mm-mm. And my first thought was, I gotta see who's wearing this, and B, I gotta get the name of it.
Have you guys ever like encountered somebody where you felt like you smelled their perfume and you felt it, or their cologne, and you felt it in your soul that you had to get the name of it?
Well, I was saying soul for another. I was trying to be PG.
Okay. I've
never felt it in either place.
He's like, I don't know how it gets there.
Abby, did you ever smell a man and get so deeply aroused that you needed to ask him what his cologne was?
I don't know if aroused is the word I would use, but I mean, maybe I did a deep inhale.
Yeah.
I do have a thing for Gain laundry detergent. That does it for me.
I tried that other detergent for a while there that smelled so good, and it did nothing but give me an itch. What was the name of that stuff?
Diva Wash.
Yeah, that stuff. Anyway, it wasn't arousal as much as it was just a wow. So I was curious, like, who's wearing that? And I turn around, and it must be a woman in her early 80s. She was rocking that perfume, though, man.
Ethel had it going on.
Okay.
Get now, your groove
of
it.
And I have a very strict policy. Like, I feel for me that you can't be attracted to the smell of perfume on another woman, ask what that perfume is, and then bring it back to your significant other. For me, that's, what did I call it years ago?
Oh, you did have
smell fidelity or something?
Yeah.
Yeah, because then you're thinking of the woman that was wearing it rather than the one you're with. But in this case, yeah. Would it have been okay to just swing around and go, Ethel, what's the name of that perfume that you have on? And then go and purchase it for my significant other.
That wasn't perfume. It was ointment.
Whatever it was, man. It was hot.
I mean, bottom line, if Amanda okays it, then by all means.
Well, you can't tell them that's where you smelled it for the first time.
I wouldn't be smart.
No. That's, again, where 99.5% honesty in a relationship comes in handy. You don't tell them that.
But do you think Ethel's pheromones are the same as Amanda's pheromones, that they would mix with the perfume in the same manner and have the same scent?
No, pheromones are way older than a man. Hers should have worn off by now.
I don't know what the cutoff age is, but I do feel like it's safer.
Yeah.
It's mm-hmm. okay because she's a little bit older.
I feel the same
a little
way.
Let's give Amanda a lot of it. Ethel's been rocking this perfume since 1968. It ain't never done Ethel wrong.
So is it a little infidelity, smell fidelity, if I find out what it is and then I go and buy it for Amanda?
I think if you can get past the fact that you're going to think about Ethel every time you smell it,
yeah.
I think you should be allowed to get it for her.
Bert, do you want to make love to Ethel?
Well, I'm getting to the age.
Y'all aren't that far apart.
I did not ask her. I did not turn her around. I just felt, but I was like,
oh, you should have complimented her. That would have made Ethel's day.
That's why she's wearing it.
Yeah.
I didn't know if she was a freak or not. Then it could have got, could have got uncomfortable. Start thinking I'm coming on.
You try to take your clothes off the elevator.
Yeah, man, so I was trying to avoid that.
You could have had a sugar mama. You missed your chance.
Damn.
Yeah. The Bert Show.
All right, let's crown our Zaddy champion.
All the single Zaddies, 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 all the single Zaddies. We put a bracket up.
We have narrowed it down to one. The one reigning champion, Zaddy. It came down between Ian and Drew. We have Rebecca in here with the results from your votes online at thebirdshow.com.
All right, which one was which now? We had a hot professor-looking dude, and we also had dude that may or may not have been naked on his own houseboat.
Okay, so Ian was hot professor dude.
Okay.
Drew was maybe naked houseboat guy.
Got it.
Between Boathouse Zaddy 7, Drew, and Dapper Daddy 3, Ian, the winner of the Bert Show Zaddy Bracket, the man Pedro Pascal calls for advice, is Zaddy number 3, Ian.
Yeah. Okay, again, for reference, Ian was houseboat guy.
Dapper Daddy.
Dapper Daddy.
The one professor.
With the one with pants.
That's how I remember.
Let's hear from the champ. The champ is here. Hey, Ian, good morning.
Hey, good morning. Love the show.
Thank you, man. I appreciate it. Now, I'm sure in all the honors you have had over the course of your life, this has got to be the crown jewel, I'm sure.
Absolutely, for sure.
Do you have anything that you would like to say to your constituents, to everybody who voted you King Zaddy?
Well, I'd like to thank the Academy. I'd like to thank my family, friends, God, the usual.
Okay. The usual.
That's exactly how I expected you to sound off of your picture.
Now, we know you have kids. You're a single dad. Are you engaged in a serious relationship?
So I was. So she lives, worked in Maryland, and then I live, work in Georgia. We've been trying, and she came down to Georgia a bit. I tried going up to Maryland a bit. And so she's been super wonderful, wonderful mother, wonderful partner. It's just, she's like a city girl, and I'm more like lake and forest life. Yeah. And
I thought you were going to say I was in a serious relationship until I realized I won this. And now I realize I'm too good for her.
She doesn't deserve me.
So I broke up with her.
If anything, it's the other way around.
Well, congratulations, man. What a tremendous, tremendous honor.
Such a huge honor for our single Zaddy winner, Ian. So we're going to work on some stuff here on our end, and then we're going to kick off our Zaddy dating game on Friday.
Okay, if you're down with that. You cool with that?
Sure. Although I do have to say, I actually entered for a shot at a date with Abby.
Well, this is taking, this is taking a very interesting turn now, hasn't it?
Did you know?
So I saw the brackets and I was like, so you're saying I got a chance?
Well, I think we have Bachelorette number one.
But this is quite flattering. Thank you, Professor Ian.
Flattering is a weird word to use for awkward.
I'm flabbergasted. I don't even know how to respond. I thought we were about to find him somebody else.
Well, it looks like it's already happened.
I don't know how to respond. I'm so shaken up.
Well, if it doesn't work out between the two of you guys, then we will open it up to other Burt Show listeners. But clearly, Abby, you get first crack at them.
Listen, yes. I'll go out with you, Ian, for sure. We can go and do something, but I will say I'm a little bit of a city girl.
Wow.
I'm a city girl myself.
That didn't take a whole lot of convincing.
No, it didn't.
I'm so confused right now. Somebody's been at home looking at Ian's picture going, Professor.
So, I think she was about to say the same thing about you before you got to her first.
Professor Ian, I think she wants to stay after class.
Hey, Ian, hold on one second, and we'll work the whole thing out off the air, okay?
We're going to have Ian join us on Friday, and we will kick off our Zaddy dating game.
All right, Ian.
Oh, thank you.
All right, have a good day.
Thank you.
See
you. The Burt Show. Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Burt Show's entertainment buzz.
Chris Brown had an unconventional message to the people of the United Kingdom when he kicked off his UK tour. Now, if you missed the headlines, he actually went to jail for getting in a little bit of an altercation with another music producer while he was in London and spent a little bit of time in the Manchester jail. And while he was kicking off his performance, he decided that he wanted to thank the good people of the UK, but also the people that arrested him.
I just want to tell y'all, I love y'all to death, man. I'm so thankful to come out here tonight. I'm thankful for y'all having me and coming and supporting me. And thank you to the jail. Y'all was really nice. Y'all was really nice to be here.
Give credit where credit is due. And he was like, you know what? This is a lot better than it would have been in the United States. They've got tea and crumpets in the commissary. Not too bad of a hangout spot.
I mean, whether it was true or not, that's what I'm going to say too, because I don't want to go back.
Yeah,
that's what you
should have
said.
All right, this is some fun news. So I feel like one of the most popular events to go see, especially here in Georgia because they're in Savannah, is the Savannah Bananas. And I feel like they're so quickly expanding because people are on these massive, massive wait lists to see the Savannah Bananas.
Well, I don't know if around the country if this is true. I know in Savannah, it's a free ticket. But, you know, now they're doing kind of their world tour. And the dude that has created the Savannah Bananas, if you're not following him on Instagram, he's a great follow because he's sort of half motivational speaker. And what they are doing now with, if I had to explain it, is sort of the Harlem Globetrotters for baseball. It's like they're legitimate baseball players, but they do it in such a fun, authentic way. And they break a lot of rules and stuff like that. It's really fun. They're filling up stadiums, 80,000 people. Nissan in Nashville selling out because it's just so fun.
No, it's so fun. And they looked at all the pain points of what makes baseball boring. Because I am a baseball fan. I grew up, my dad worked in baseball. I've always enjoyed baseball, but it's so long. And sometimes there's just lulls in the game. And so they've changed things like how they cap it at 2 hours. That's one of my favorite things about soccer is you know when you're getting in and you know when you're getting out. And they've kind of applied some of those same rules to baseball here with banana ball.
I think one of the rules is if you hit a foul ball, if the fan catches it, you're out.
Oh, that's fire.
It's kind of stuff like that.
Do like flips and tricks and stuff, but the guys are legit. Like a lot of them played in college or some of them were in the minor leagues and they're switching over to the Savannah Bananas. Well, now they're expanding it out west to Texas because Yellow Tux Jesse is what I think the main guy goes by. He is now introducing this new half baseball team, half country music band called the Texas Tailgaters.
They ride in on trucks, play in denim and cowboy hats, and their pitcher is actually the drummer. This is the Texas Tailgaters. And this weekend, they played at a sold-out Major League Stadium. It started this past October when they were announced as the newest banana ball team, and fans went absolutely wild. Before even playing a game, they gained a following. And now, in the last month, they've gained hundreds of thousands of followers. They have their own country rock band, but it's made up of actual players, led by Jason Arndt, a former D1 player who was actually touring the country to packed crowds. crowds before joining the team. Add Rodrigo Sanchez, pitcher, on drums, Trey Jones, an outfielder, on guitar, and then Jimmy Strings ripping the violin. And this is unlike any other band in the country.
So interesting.
They got to play in jeans? That's just cruel.
They're literally playing. Some of them are playing in dresses and stuff like that.
No, this is the jeans.
At least you got a breeze with the dress. Exactly. You can feel the wind hit your legs.
So I'm not sure about these guys in Texas, but this dude that owns the Savannah Bananas has turned this into a whole league, and ESPN is now showing the games.
That's smart.
Is that big now?
They should be.
Well, I mean, they're selling out literal stadiums to where it's like, I mean, it's bigger than baseball at this point, because if you're selling out a football stadium, which has, I don't know, maybe double the seats as a football game, I mean, we need a Savannah Banana Stadium at some point. So very exciting for them. All I heard was that they were going to be guys who also play baseball and sing country music. I was like, this is my dream, man. Sign me up. All right, Justin Bieber is sharing a text message exchange where he ends a friendship. But I'm going to tell you why fans are concerned on your next eBuzz on The Burt Show.
The Burt Show.